I'll call the December 17th Plan Commission meeting to order. Mr. Eddy, please call the roll. I'm here.
Mr. Hogan?
Here.
Commissioner Burkhart?
Here.
Commissioner Haley?
Here.
Engineer Morrow?
Here.
Alderman Dandrea?
Here.
Commissioner Leon?
Here.
We have a full house. Please rise and join the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Before we get started, we've got an audience here. I just want to take a moment to wish you all a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. It's destined, right, Kent, to be a better 2021. See, I made a mistake in 2020. All right. So Merry Christmas, Happy New Year to you all, and good evening. Welcome. First item on the agenda is approval of the regular meeting minutes of December 3rd. Any additions or corrections?
Move to approve.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Aye.
Patty?
Aye.
Motion carries. Item C is public hearing on Nova Salon Suites. It's a full-service hair salon. This is a special use application. Mr. Eddy, are you going to read the notice?
Yes.
You have a notice to read.
Yes. Notice is hereby given that the Plan Commission of the City of Franklin will conduct a public hearing on Thursday, December 17, 2020 at 7 o'clock p.m. or as soon thereafter as the matter may be heard in the Common Council Chambers of the Franklin City Hall, 9229 West Loomis Road, Franklin, Wisconsin, 53132, to hear public comment regarding an application by Nova Salon Suites LLC for a special use under Standard Industrial Classification Title Number 7231, Beauty Shops, to operate a hair salon. Four 1,118 square foot hair salon suites, subleased to independent contractor hairstylists who each have their own licenses and insurance, with one chair in each suite, a break room with a sink, a washer and dryer, new flooring, and a new acoustical ceiling, with hours of operation generally from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Tuesday through Saturday, in Suite A of the multi-tenant building located at 10700 West Venture Drive, property zone M1, Limited Industrial District. This public hearing is being held pursuant to the requirements and standards of sections 15-3.0701, General Standards for Special Uses, 15-3.0703, Detailed Standards for Special Uses in Non-Residential Districts, and 15-9.0103, Applications for Special Use Permit of the City of Franklin Unified Development Ordinance. A copy of the proposed special use resolution in draft form is available on, open for inspection by the public in the office of the City Clerk at Franklin City Hall, 9229 West Loomis Road, Franklin, Wisconsin, 53132, during normal business hours. The public is invited to attend the public hearing and to provide input. The proposed draft form resolution is subject to revisions following public hearing and the further consideration of the Plan Commission and the City of Franklin Common Council.
Appears we have properly noticed public hearing. Ms. X, can you give us the highlights?
Yep. So the highlights are, this is a salon. It would be located in the end capped Suite A on the lower floor of this existing building. The use meets all of the standards to be allowed as a special use in the zoning district. And the hours of operation would be typically from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., although there has been an additional request that the salon owner have some leniency around that, so that if someone needs to be there early or late, that's permissible for their tenants. And then staff did not have any comments on the application beyond noting that they need to do their sign approvals. So this is essentially your evaluation of the use. It does meet the standards to be allowed. I believe the applicant is here.
Yeah, I'm
right there. Hold on. So we have a properly noticed public hearing. I will open a public hearing on this matter. Sir, give us your name and address and tell us what you'd like to tell us.
Ken Brunig, 10700 West Venture Drive.
Is that microphone on?
I'm the owner of the building. Actually, my first day actually as a tenant in that building myself. And Jackie is back here too.
Did you get approval?
Yes, you bet. Passed. Jackie is here. She operates Nova Salon, and she's on Parnell Avenue in Hales Corners right now. She's been there for 3 years, and business is good. This will be an expansion for her. As far as impacting the area, We've got KinderCare next to it and Boucher Volkswagen, and then my tenants in that building are lawn care contractor and security systems and more in industrial type uses. So I, you know, they're all those other uses that are really a little bit more intense use than hers. I don't really see where a hair salon is going to have much of a negative impact on those. And it's low volume as far as traffic. There's about 50 parking spaces in front, and they'll have typically anywhere from 3 to 6 or 8 parking spaces used up, so there shouldn't be any issue with parking. Yeah, and it's not direct street frontage on Highway 100. It's off of the highway, but she has an existing customer base that'll find her there. So I think that's really about it.
Thank you, Ken.
Welcome.
Anybody else on this matter? Anybody else? Okay, with that, I'll close the public hearing on this matter. Without objection, we'll move on to item. We'll take care of the item C1. Any questions from the commission? No questions from the commission.
I'd like to make the motion for the Novus Salon Suites special use public hearing, a motion to recommend approval of a resolution imposing conditions and restrictions for the approval of a special use for a hair salon use upon property located at 10700 West Venture Drive, Suite A.
Is there a second? Second by Commissioner Leon. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. That, thanks, you're approved. Survey Investments or Strauss? Ken, you're for Survey?
Yeah.
So you're all for Survey? Okay, I see. Mr. Servi's here. Okay, so let's vary on the agenda. Let's go to item D2. Survey Investments is creation of a new 5-acre lot, and a this is for a certified survey.
Ken
Servi.
Ken,
have a seat. You're the applicant. Heath, is that mic on? Ken. Okay, who's going to do this? Mr. Martinez.
Yes, this is a certified survey map application to create a new 5-acre lot. As you can see in the slide, the red lot, that will be the new lot that will be created out of the two major properties that in total have 100 acres approximately. So the new lot, can you jump to the next slide, Mariam? Okay, so the new lot will be 5 acres, and the it will meet the dimensional requirements of the zoning district where it's located, the R3. However, it's worth noting two development constraints for this property. One is the fuel line easement to the south, and the floodplain and wetlands associated with the Tess Corners Creek. Can you jump to the next slide, please? And we can see in the south west corner a gas substation. Can you go to the next, please? And this is for reference only. It's not part of the CSN. This is the future plan of the owner and subdivider that is to, in the future, apply for a plat to subdivide the property. I just would like to note that the property to the south is owned by Mr. Servi, so he has two different zonings, the R8 and the R3. So in the future, they will need a rezoning to have a single zoning district, and they will need to submit the preliminary plat and then the final plat. So in the staff comments, what the staff is recommending is that the CSN show the exterior boundaries of the whole area that is shown in the previous slide. Can you go back? Okay. Of the three properties. The applicant is requesting a waiver due to the cost that will be implied by surveying the whole area. But the plan commission, according to the UDO, may waive this requirement. So staff recommending table if the plan commission does not grant the waiver that the applicant is requesting.
Okay, Ken, I'm not going to be rude, but let's get this. We may not even have to, other than to say hi. We may not need to have you talk, so let's hold on 1 second. Okay, questions from the commission? Commissioner Leon.
So, understanding the staff recommendation and having reviewed the request for the waiver yesterday, can I get a little bit more detail on the reasons for the staff recommendation to, I know it came before, but to require the CSM?
Because it's a requirement of the UDO that the CSN needs to show the exterior boundaries and the parcel area of any property that is contiguous or adjacent to the CSN and that is owned or controlled by the subdivider. So in this case, the priests of the Sacred Court, the Sacred Heart, own the other two major properties. That's why we are recommending that they show the exterior boundaries in the CSN. And as presented, they are only showing the exterior boundaries of the 5-acre new property that is going to be created.
Okay, I guess what I'm getting, per the UDO, but what's the rationale behind it? What's the underlying reason to require it a little bit?
Go ahead.
And apologies if, I just don't understand the process well enough, but why are we doing this? Not just because it's in the UDO, why?
Why does the UDO require it?
To be clear, what is the resulting area of the other two properties? The resulting meets and bounds.
This is his turn.
Another question. Have you reviewed the reasons to support the waiver that the applicant has submitted?
Yes.
Do you agree that those are reasonable and sufficient to support a waiver decision by the Plan Commission?
I understand the cost that the applicant and the reasons that the applicant is presenting. And also, the applicant is noting a precedent. As you can see the service road there, there's a subdivision, the Franklin subdivision, that was created without surveying the entire major property. So yeah, it can be done.
Thank you.
Any other questions? Commissioner Leon, you still have the floor.
Apologies. What are the negative impacts, potential negative impacts of waiving the requirement, if any?
Well, that the exterior boundaries of the other two properties will not be illustrated in the CSN, basically.
Okay. So maybe then to the applicant, and I think I read this in there, but any objections from neighboring properties about requiring a waiver, or has that question even been asked? That's probably to the applicant, I would think.
The city attorney?
I understand the adjoining properties are, one's owned by the applicant, and the balance is owned by Sacred Hearts. So it's the parties involved.
Okay.
Okay, any other questions?
No.
Mr. Haley? Anything?
Mr. Haley, just a comment. I think we've all noted that there's a petroleum fuel pipeline that runs right through the middle of this development, and that's all fine. I guess I'm concerned long-term about people doing landscaping in their front yard. I mean, most people aren't used to having that type of an encroachment in their front yard, and it's potentially dangerous. It's not just a storm sewer or something like that. So I know it's got nothing to do with this here, but I'm wondering if maybe we can't have a note on the CSM or something pointing that out or a caution. I'd hate to see 10 years down the line people are building houses and out there go to plant the tree and we tie into an 8-inch petroleum pipeline. It would be a disaster.
Mr. Servant?
I don't know what the answer is, but hopefully there's some way we can make sure that future property owners are well aware of it.
Okay, we'll get you an answer for that. Mr. Suri, give us your name and address, and then...
Well, that would be deed restricted that they put through as part of the project.
Did you hear that, Commissioner?
It wouldn't be deed restricted?
It would be.
Yes, and it is also stated on the plans that we have here.
Very good. As long as it's clear on each individual plat, again, what you're doing is just fine, and we need to use this land, but I want awareness, so thank you.
And just FYI... The property that we owned, we've owned for probably 40 years, brought from Mary Thomas some 40 years ago, that is presently zoned 35-unit condos. So we can put five acres, we can put 35 condos, or we propose 20 single-family on 10 acres, which is so it's going to be a lot better than what is presently zoned.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Any other commissioners? Commissioner Hogan?
I'm good.
Okay. Ken, I don't mean to be rude, but let's move it on. Okay. Is that all right?
That's
right. Okay. Owner Dandruff?
I'd like to make the motion to waive the required standards under 15-7.0702K pertaining to area contiguous to certified survey map.
Is there such a motion?
Second.
Questions on that motion? All those in favor of the motion to waive the requirement to plat the or to add the CSM for the other parcels, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed?
Aye.
Those were in favor. So the motion carries. Two, three, four, six ayes, no noes, and one absent.
Then there's an additional motion to recommend approval of a resolution conditionally approving a two-lot certified survey map being a part of the southwest one quarter of the northeast one quarter of Section 7, Town 5 North, Range 21 East, in the City of Franklin, Milwaukee County, Wisconsin, at 11595 West Forest Home Avenue.
Second.
Discussion of that motion. Commissioner Morrow, the city engineer.
Mr. Martinez, I'm told that city engineering staff and the county staff have some technical corrections, and I just want to make sure those don't get lost in the process.
Yes.
Does your motion include with technical corrections by staff?
I think yes, I do.
It's in the result.
It's in the resolution.
It's in the resolution, but yeah.
Oh, okay.
Anyone else? All those in favor of the motion to approve, to recommend, signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed?
Aye.
Those again were affirmative. Motion carries. The only comment I got, Ken, is when you bring this in, this concept, next week. My only comment is lot four seems to be really small. So thank you very much. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Merry Christmas to all of you. Thank you. And it's been a long time since I've been here.
It's good to see you, Ken. You're looking good.
Thank you for mentioning Mary Thomas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks, Ken. All right, we move back to item D1, which is Strauss Brand's facility improvements. It's a site plan amendment to fix the parking lot. Ms. X.
Thank you. This item is unfortunately a site plan amendment because the applicant, the property is located at 9775 South 60th Street for the existing Strauss meatpacking facility. The property there has a number of conservation easements on it, which were recorded in 2015 prior to an amendment to the site plan to add parking. So this was the approved site plan amendment to add truck parking at the rear of the property and a retention pond for stormwater. However, that site improvement did not proceed in accordance with the approved plan. So the site condition in 2015, prior to development of this area, You can see in the aerial that there is parking back there, but they're not in the conservation easement areas, which would be these wetlands on the western side of the property. So when the development did occur, it encroached into those easements. The applicant came to this Department of City Development this spring to discuss the possibility of an addition to the building and other site changes. And while reviewing the file, we saw that these encroachments had occurred and contacted the applicant regarding the encroachments. They have been proactive in designing the remediation of the encroachments. And so the discussion today is on how that is occurring and what is required to do so. So just to review, so this is the proposed final design that will remove the encroachments from the eased area. So the easement area is in fact the buffer of the wetlands. So there will be some areas where there is existing development in the setback, and some areas where they're using erosion control materials in setbacks, which is allowed by the UDO. So there's a number of recommendations related to how staff thinks this should proceed. So I'm not going to wing it on this. So we're recommending the way that the parking lot is designed, it would have a flow to the west, and so it would be necessary to waive the requirement for a gutter. We would ask that they use appropriate plantings, so turf grass is not permitted. Non-vegetative cover, such as riprap, is allowed in areas that could be erosion. That they restore the wetland buffer with appropriate plantings, and they have provided a well-thought-out landscape plan, which was in your packets, with plantings that are both all native species and appropriate to the site conditions for either the wet or dry areas. However, we recommend that that landscape plan also include information about how those plantings are to be maintained. Some of the restoration will require that they put silt fences in areas where typically we wouldn't allow that, but if they're temporary as part of the restoration, they can be removed later. So making sure that that maintenance is assured. That is allowed under the UDO, both for natural resource protection standards and for landscape plans. Because this isn't a natural resource issue, we need written verification from the Department of Natural Resources that the remediation is appropriate. And they provided some details from the DNR this afternoon related to this application, but staff didn't have time to review that prior to the meeting. So that signage be installed. So there is a sign that's proposed. There's signage proposed to indicate the presence of conservation areas, which is a staff recommendation. There's one here, and I can't remember where the other one is. But we also recommend that there be some kind of barrier, whether they're boulders or other physical barriers, to prevent vehicles from driving into the conservation areas. And then finally, as we often recommend, that the applicant complete the required stormwater approvals prior to any land disturbing activities. So I believe there are representatives here, and I'm happy to answer any questions as well. So,
questions from the commissioners? Hogan or Haley?
I'm good.
I guess I just have one question based on what I just heard. The DNR comments that just arrived lately, can we make sure that they're integrated and complied with in this action, since we don't know what they are?
That's condition number 8 in the resolution.
Correct.
Anyone else? Commissioner D'Andrea.
Ms. Hex, is there going to be required tire blocks to assure that these trailers won't, or we don't need that in this instance?
I don't believe that was part of the proposal. This is like a permeable paving, this area here. They might be able
to. I just want to make sure that the trailers, as they're backed up, aren't going to encroach any further. If so, if there would be any tire blocks to ensure that when they back in, they won't go any further. I'm just asking a question. You guys looked at the plan much more thoroughly.
Matt Carey, 20725 Watertown Road in Brookfield, Wisconsin, Pinnacle Engineering Group. We're the civil engineer that's assisted Strauss with the redevelopment plans here. Am I able to go up there? Is that okay?
Why don't we give you a point?
Thanks. So right here, this is actually an edge where no parking along here. This is actually a two-lane drive right through here. Parking would be here and here.
Okay.
So the trailers no longer park back in this area, to answer your question.
So you're moving the drive lane from in front of where the trailers are now, which is probably where it's striped, to behind it.
Correct. So trailer parking is still provided here and then down here, but this is just regular employee car parking at this point.
That's a good solution.
Okay.
Nice. Okay. Try.
Okay. You guys aren't just another pretty face.
No.
Any other questions?
I just had one other thing about to add from the DNR email that came this afternoon. That was actually an approval for the stormwater NOI application. I don't believe there are any comments associated with it. It was something that was necessary to apply for. So.
Well, that will take eight off, but we got to leave it on until the staff does it. So.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay. Alderman Dandry.
Well, then we'd like to make a motion to waive the required standards under 15-5.0202E.1 pertaining to concrete curb and gutter required for all off-street parking areas.
Is there a second to that motion?
Second.
Discussion on that motion? Hearing none. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed?
Aye.
That again is affirmative. Haley? I see him scrambling on his phone.
Aye.
There you go. Thanks, Kevin.
And then,
motion carries.
Third time's a charm.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Darn technology, right? So motion carries, six ayes, no noes, no absent, no abstentions. Alderman Dandry.
Then there's an additional motion to approve a resolution amending the site plan for the property located at 9775 South 60th Street, Strauss Brands.
Is there a second?
To allow for the changes to the parking lot of the existing meatpacking facility, tax key number 898-9997-004.
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion carries, six ayes, no noes, no absent, no abstentions. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Aye. Motion carries, and Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Happy Hanukkah.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you, everyone. Appreciate it. Appreciate it. Bye.